Liron Hirschkorn here, your host of the E-Commerce Mindset Podcast. In this episode, I talk to David Shiner, and we talk a lot about mindset. So this is one of those episodes that is more focused around mindset and how you can level up in all areas of your life by focusing on personal development, asking certain questions, and writing things down are some of the things that we talk about in this episode. The podcast is sponsored by IncrementumDigital.com. Incrementum Digital is my marketing agency where we help you grow your sales, accelerate your brand on Amazon through the power of full brand management, as well as Amazon advertising and DSP. We've also been helping brand owners get capital growth for their business. If you're looking for growth capital for your e-commerce business, reach out to me. My email is in the show notes. And lastly, if you're looking to exit your brand, working with some investors to acquire Amazon businesses, you can reach out to me as well. Lastly, if you're on Clubhouse, I just created a club there called Amazon Sellers that you can join. We've been doing, and just in the last few days, some good discussions about a variety of topics, including Amazon Live and some other marketing initiatives that we're taking. You can also look at the Amazon Live video I did within the e-commerce mindset Facebook group this week, talking and visually showing some strategies around that topic. I hope you enjoyed this episode with David Shiner. Okay, so I'm super excited to have David Shiner, or otherwise Dr. David Shiner, who is a personal friend and coach that I've worked with in the past, whom I met through Jesse Itzler and his community called Build Your Life Resume. We'll talk a little bit about that. David is a spiritual guide, meditation teacher, author, doctor, transformational coach, and speaker. And we're going to talk about some of the things we're going to talk about is kind of the crossover between mindset, habits, gratitude, fulfillment, entrepreneurship, habits. We're going to try to dive all into kind of a different type of episode, not fully focused on, you know, e-commerce tactics, but more high level things that you could maybe change in your life or focus on to be better in all areas, including business. So David, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome, Liron. Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome. So yeah, we met through community, through the Jesse Itzler started with a course originally called Build Your Life Resume. And that led to another group and community called the Big Ass Calendar Club. But I want to talk a little bit about that relationship. Jesse Itzler, for those that don't know, is a very successful entrepreneur who started, who sold Marquee Jet to Warren Buffett's NetJets. He's a part owner of the Atlanta Hawks. He's married to Sarah Blakely, who is the founder of Spanx. And more importantly than that, I think just like a great human being who wants to help a lot of people. And David, you grew up with Jesse in New York and now work pretty closely with him as one of the coaches in his Big Ass Calendar Club. What can you say you've sort of learned? You spent some time with him. I think he came out to your house sometime a few months ago. Like, what do you learn by spending time with somebody who is kind of like uber successful, has to prioritize their time, and probably has certain habits and that maybe not other people are implementing in their life?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jesse, one thing, he is one of the most humble and authentic people that I've ever come across in my life, and constantly giving to people, not really looking for anything he can get in return, right? So it's so selfless. I actually went to his house in Georgia a couple of months ago. I've been there many times, although we spent some great quality time together. He's so busy with so many projects, with the Build Your Life Resume, the Big Ass Calendar Club, 30 Days of Excellence. He's got the 29029, where people sleep in teepees at the base of the mountain and they climb the equivalent of so many different popular mountains in the world. Go up the mountain, take the gondola down. I mean, just spending time with him, his energy totally comes off onto you, and it makes me want to do more and achieve more. It's fascinating, and he doesn't sit still. It's just all day going and going. And remember, he's got four kids from like 11 on down, right? Wife Sarah Blakely, who started Spanx, just unbelievable what he's accomplished. And I'm so happy that, I can call him not only a friend, but also a mentor.
And so let's talk about that. I mean, how important do you think that is to have some kind of mentorship in your, with somebody who, like that, as far as helping you kind of get to where you want to go in life?
Well, it's extremely important because whenever somebody thinks that they've arrived, and that they have all the answers, they need to take a look in the mirror and kind of do a self-check because there's so much growth and opportunity that we can all learn from people that have gotten to that place that we're looking to get to. You know what I mean? And so with Jesse, I am grateful with every opportunity that I have to interact with him because, I mean, not only did he start Marquee Jet and sold it to Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, he also started Zico Coconut Water and sold it to Coca-Cola. And now with this personal growth platform that's growing exponentially, I think it's unbelievably important to be able to learn and have mentors like people such as Jesse Itzler. I've had amazing mentors in Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle, Tony Robbins, Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Louise Hay. So extremely important.
And I mean, are there some specific things that you can kind of take away and say, from spending, time or just with somebody like Jesse or just in general from all these mentors or, other successful, entrepreneurs and that you've interacted with that you can say, okay, these are some of the key core habits that I see these people doing. And when I say successful, I think that's also a term that needs to be defined. One of the things I heard Jesse say is, when I go into a boardroom, there's a bunch of people there, and they're kind of like they have a lot of money, but they're miserable or not in great health or he's like, that's not successful. That's just a bunch of rich guys, right? Like, to me, success is all areas of life, and talking about these kind of buckets that you have, which is like your health, your business, your relationships, friends, family, and other buckets like maybe charity or other things you care about. So is there sort of a theme that you see in terms of having true success, which is kind of fulfillment and success in all areas of your life, not just like how maybe some people define it being money.
Yeah, so that's an excellent question. And let's just stick with Jesse since we've been on that topic with him. And one of the amazing principles that Jesse talks about in the Build Your Life Resume course is attending to the different buckets of our life. For example, our fitness and wellness, business, personal, and family, and the importance of scheduling our life kind of the day before, really the night before, and adhering to the next day, the night before, and structuring our calendar accordingly. So we're filling up those four buckets: wellness and fitness, personal, family, and business. And so let's say we have 100% of a 24-hour day. We want to give certain percentages of time to all of those buckets. and not leave any one of those buckets out, because if we don't use the muscle, we lose the muscle being each of those four buckets, right? So the other thing I really love what he talks about is to, if you want to build momentum, you have to have wins throughout the day, and you want to start having those wins early and often in the morning. So, for example, before I get out of bed, the first thing I do every morning is I give thanks. Thank you for another day, which is called gratitude, right? And I recommend for everybody listening to make an exhaustive list of everything currently in your life that you're grateful for. Make an exhaustive list. Oftentimes, because of the way our minds are programmed.
Why do you say exhaustive list, David? Why not like these journals or people say, hey, write down three things you're grateful for? Why specifically exhaustive
That
list?
is such an important question, Liron, because you want to take everything out of your head and put it on paper that you're grateful for. Why? Because you desire more than just what you currently have that you're grateful for. If you keep it in your head, what's going to happen is the universe isn't going to send you more. It may send you one or two things, but maybe you want 5 to 10 things. So when you take it out of your head and dump it exhaustively on a piece of paper, then the universe is going to say, okay, well, you're grateful for all of this. You've even written it all down. Now, what I see you desire, it desires you, and I'm going to send it to you. So, and then when I get out of bed after I give thanks, I make my bed. That's another win. So there's two wins right off the bat. Then I make a smoothie, I take my dog for a 3 mile walk, I send some texts to people, just creating those wins in the morning early and often so we can build that momentum. And then one of the other things that I've learned as well, which is amazing for everybody listening, is to start developing these new, what we refer to in the Build Your Life resume in Jesse's program, new winning habits. Because we're creatures of routine. We're constantly doing the same thing day in and day out. It's kind of like that movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. Do you remember that movie? Yeah, so like we get up, the same song from Sonny and Cher is playing on the radio. We hit the snooze button or the alarm goes off. We shut it off. And then we do the same thing day in, day out. We think the same thoughts, pretty much interact with the same people. But in order to break through these barriers of routine and normalcy, we need to start developing these new winning habits. So, for example, maybe you want to drink more water every day. Maybe you want to learn a new language. Start doing some new things.
It's a good time to talk about that a little bit. It's January 15th. It's probably the time that people have maybe even started to forget about the habits that they maybe wanted to put in place for 2021. How do you get that? How do you feel? I mean, is there a way, or how do you feel like it's January 1st, January 2nd, every day of the year, right? Because I mean, even for myself, I've made some goals, have kept pretty consistently with them this year, but not necessarily every day. How do I feel that renewed, January 1st, I was feeling January 2nd, I was feeling great, right? Like I want to get these things done. First few days, got them done in a row, then kind of like miss a day or two, then get back into it. But how do you, it's kind of a timely period right now. How do you take those, New Year's resolutions that only probably 4% of people, I think other studies kind of end up still doing like when it's the middle of the year and stay with. How do you keep that going, sort of all year long?
Yeah, well, it's another fantastic question. One of the things that happens because we're somewhat a slave to the calendar in the normal sense, we want to break free of those shackles of being captive to the normal calendar and start looking at the calendar in a new way. And what I mean by that is we want to look at the calendar as more of a life calendar. So you want to ask yourself the question, what do I truly want to do this year in 2021? What would I love to accomplish? Again, make another list similar to the gratitude list. Make an exhaustive list, and I say exhaustive for the same reason, get it all out of your head, what we call a brain dump, and list it all out on paper, and then put it on your calendar and ask yourself the question when you're looking at each one of these things that you want to do in this given year, does it touch, move, and inspire me? If it doesn't touch, and I call it TMI, which is different than too much information, right? So, does it touch, move, and inspire me? If it doesn't touch, move, and inspire you to get that done in 2021, maybe it was just a fantasy. There's a difference between what you truly want to do and accomplish as a goal versus a fantasy. If it touches, moves, and inspires you, put it on the calendar. And then similarly, you want to spend time with people that you love spending time with and start minimizing distractions. Some people live in that I want to look good. I want people to like me. If I don't look good to people, if I'm not liked by people, then that's going to ruin my self-esteem or my self-image. Forget about all that. Become what I refer to as a little bit selfish, which is a taboo in our society. We're not supposed to be selfish, but it's very healthy to take this inventory of what do I truly want to do? Does it touch, move, and inspire me? It's time for me to get selfish and also start learning how to set really healthy boundaries. And then watch your entire life transform in the process.
And so when you say being selfish, like what specifically, what are some things that, you are like examples of you being selfish? Is it sort of taking the time for yourself, to think or to, to work on some of these areas like health and fitness and your vision and your business? Like what do you consider being selfish?
Well, we keep bringing it back to the Build Your Life Resume course that Jesse has brought out to the world. And I'm bringing it back to that because it teaches so many phenomenal principles. And one of those is the word no. And it's two letters only, N and O. And as we get older and we get more.
Why do people have such a hard time saying no, including myself?
Right. Exactly. Because we want to do everything that we can to be liked and to look good to other people. But that creates this discrepancy and contradiction within the truth and the essence of who we are, because we came here to be at a high level of service for humanity. Tapping into our seeds of greatness and magnificence within ourselves. But if we live a life of outward motivated direction versus inward motivated direction, then we're going to be left without. And so when you learn how to use that word no effectively, you're still going to leave people in a healthy place. And they may be a little bit disappointed. Because they had unrealistic expectations that you were going to say yes, but then you're going to conserve your energy, you're going to build momentum and steam, and you're going to get to that next level of greatness and performance that you're all looking to get to in life and business. And as we get older, we need to trim the fat, who we have in our life. Are they uplifting and motivating, or are they bringing us down? Oftentimes, Liron, and there's people that they have their agenda. They're going to try to suck everything they can out of you and out of everybody listening. But when we set those healthy boundaries, and there's an amazing book, it's called Boundary Power. Boundary Power. It's purple and black book. It's a workbook. Then you'll start seeing your life transforming because you're going to be spending the time doing what you love, what you want with the people that you love doing it with. So let me give you three major questions to ask yourself on any given day. Question number one is, what do I want? What do I truly want? What do I want out of my life? What do I want out of my business? What do I want out of my relationships? That's number one. Number two is, what would that do for me specifically? If you get number one, what would that do for me specifically? Make a list. That's number two. Number three is, what would that do for other people in my life? So most people, again, they're trying to satisfy the needs of others, mostly authority figures, bosses, people they think are above them. So they put other people up on pedestals, and people are living in the shadows of others and subordinating to others, shrinking instead of shining.
Yeah. So and so I mean we take this kind of approach that we want to that a lot of what we do is we kind of want to serve others, right? In order to grow, in order to build the business, in order to add value, you need to really serve others. But you're kind of saying, what do you're starting off with, what do I want? Is that contradictory to, doing things that add value to the lives of others?
So, just like when we're on the airplane before it takes off, and they say, put your mask on yourself before you put it on the other person. And before we can truly be of service to others, we must first learn how to serve ourselves. And in this society that we've been born into, we have been programmed and conditioned to look outside of ourselves first for that approval, for that gratification versus looking within us. Remember, when you buy that new flat screen TV, there's a manual before you get to the styrofoam. There's an instruction manual on what to do with that TV before you even plug it in. And when we're born, we don't come with that. So we have to learn through the process. And that's where some of these tools and techniques are really important.
We don't, we definitely don't come with a manual. And when you have kids, they don't come with a manual either. In terms of how to parent and how to go about it. So, definitely a valid point. What is what would you say, as far as, for those listening, I would say probably 100% of the people listening to this are either entrepreneurs or consider themselves entrepreneurs or want to be entrepreneurs or have a very successful business or want to have a very successful business. How much of your business success is tied to your, mindset, and how do you break through, levels? There are people listening to this right now that have a business that does, $1 million a year in revenue, and they want to get to five, and they want to get to 10, or they just started and they want to get to their first 100,000. Or they're at, or they're at 10 and they want to get to 50. There's a wide variety of sort of people listening to this. What are like, how do you, how do you get yourself to that next level in business, and how much of that is tied to your mindset, and like what are some like practical steps people could be doing to overcome hurdles and kind of like the mental self-limiting beliefs, that we
Yeah,
have.
I think it's really important to find a coach. And the reason being is because human beings have these things that are called blind spots, these blind spots that we don't see. Just because we don't see them, it doesn't mean they're not there. They are there and they're actually running our life. And they prevent us from getting to the next level. Now, the millionaires, the multimillionaires, the person that's starting their business, everybody in between, we have these blind spots. It usually takes somebody else that knows where to find them, how to look for them, and where they reside to be able to point them out to you. Then once you see the blind spots and you shine the spotlight on them, they disappear. Then you get to the next level on that ladder. And then at every level you get to, there's another set of blind spots. It's similar to the layers of the onion. Before you get to that center, the juiciest part of the onion, you have to peel several layers back. It's the same way with our neurology and our subconscious mind. All of the thoughts that we have on a daily basis are the answers to the questions that we're asking ourselves from the subconscious mind that we don't even know that we're asking ourselves. I'll repeat that. On a daily basis, we're thinking thousands of thoughts. They're the same thoughts every single day. Those thoughts are actually the answers to the questions that are coming from our subconscious mind that we don't even know that we're asking ourselves. So it takes a certain type of coach that knows those questions and the answers, which are the thoughts that you're having. And it's the thoughts that we have that either allow us to get to the next level and liberate us, or constrain us and keep us at the level that we're currently at. Another recommendation that I have is to read certain books. There are some amazing books out there to help everybody that's just starting out in business or the multimillionaire. And you've probably heard of many of these. One of them is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Another one is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Let me give you one of Jesse's book titles, which is Living with a Seal, which is an amazing book. Yeah, you've read that, Liren. And
I've read Living with the Monks, which is also a great
book. And then another one that I recommend is called The Science of Getting Rich, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, Wattles, that was written in the 1800s. Based on the laws of attraction. Again, what you desire desires you, but these limiting beliefs, the mindset that you were talking about, keep us from getting to the place that we want to go. And so through mentors, through coaches, through certain books and workshops, people can break through these barriers. And we all have a set of fears. And what I highly encourage everybody to do that's listening is to recognize what your fears are. And I help my clients through my transformational life coaching get very clear on what fears they have. And then what we do is work through these fears so the clients that I have can recognize their greatest freedom.
Yep, and I can attest. I personally worked with David for some time in 2020, and can personally attest to a period of time I was going through some challenges that David really helped me kind of work through, and times where literally I was talking to you in a panic mode, and getting some help in overcoming some challenges. That I had in business in 2020 that you know, you helped me sort of calm down from and also figure out. And a lot of it was some of the book recommendations and also getting in the habit of taking everything out of my head and writing it down, which was something you consistently kind of told me, right? Like you need to get everything out of your head and onto paper. That was like a big takeaway in yeah, emptying your brain with all these thoughts and worst case scenarios and all the things that you know seem really scary, but ultimately, look in looking back, were not as scary you know as they seemed at the time.
Yes. Yeah. It's been an honor and a pleasure working with you and helping you, and being on your show today is just a wonderful opportunity, and I'm grateful for it.
So, David, what are you know if what are some next steps to maybe stay connected to what you're doing? Maybe looking into the Big Ass Calendar Club, which I'm a member in, and that's part of Jesse's program. You're one of his coaches in that program. So, how do people connect? There's also the 30 Days of Excellence, which is kind of like a monthly coaching program that Jesse kind of brings in different experts once a week to talk about a variety of topics from business to you know personal development. What are the best ways to connect with you? You know, if somebody wants to kind of follow what you're doing or
Yeah, with
follow up.
me, they can go to my website, which is my name, .com. So David Shiner, SCHEINER.com, DavidShiner.com. And then also for Jesse's programs, you can go to BYLR. B as in boy, Y as in yo-yo, L as in Larry, R as in Robert. .com, BYLR.com, and you'll see all of his programs from the Build Your Life Resume course to the Big Ass Calendar Club coaching program. You can buy the Big Ass Calendar by itself. You can buy the program, which is the calendar, plus you get an accountability coach. And then his 30 Days of Excellence program is so incredible. Every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, it's Jesse Itzler, Mark Brown, who's a former NFL football player, played on the New York Jets, which was my favorite football team. And then Chad Wright, who is an ex-Navy SEAL. And every, as you said, Liran, every week they have a different guest, you know, guests on time management, on plant-based living, on sprouting, on mindset. Just phenomenal programs. And people can also find me on Instagram. It's at Shiner David, and I'm also on Facebook.
And you know, you talk about Mark Brown and Chad Wright and Jesse, and I had the opportunity, you know, talk about kind of people pulling you up. I had the opportunity last year in February, right before all the you know, COVID hit the country. I had the chance to go running with Jesse Itzler. He was doing something crazy called the Calendar Club, where he was running the amount of miles every day of the month in February as on the calendar. So on the 10th, he would run 10 miles, on the 11th, he would run 11 miles, et cetera, until he ran like over 400 miles that month. But I got a chance to run with him one morning at the end of February, and I'd never run, and Chad Wright was there, and Mark, and about 20 of us or so. And I'd never run more, I think more than 5 miles. And that was probably just a week before, inspired by the Calendar Club, but probably really never ran more than like 3 miles. And ran 10 miles with Jesse and a bunch of people. And yeah, there's no way I would have done that on my own. Just had the sort of personal motivation to run 10 miles and not sort of just, you know, stop after three or four where you feel like, hey, I've kind of done enough. And that was a amazing opportunity. And, you know, it's kind of the stuff that happens, I think, when you surround yourself with people that level you up. Jesse was running, I think it was the 25th or the 26th. So he was running like 25 miles that day. That was just his morning run. That was about 10 miles. But definitely, like when you surround yourself with people that level you up, 3 miles is not enough. You run 10, and it's kind of the same for you know any of communities that you join that, you know, you're going to be kind of the average of the five people you surround yourself with. And it's definitely kind of how it feels like when you're in, you know, the BYLR Facebook group or the 30 Days of Excellence group. It's everybody who's really trying to level up in their life and bring other people along with them for the ride and inspire others. So it's a great community. Thank you so much, David, for coming on. As a follow-up, some of you have been following me on Clubhouse. We'll probably do probably have David on to kind of do a mindset meditation on Clubhouse as a follow-up to this. So you can follow David there as well, and we'll end up doing a talk. I know not everybody is on Clubhouse yet because it's invite only, but if you are there, I've created a club there for Amazon sellers, and you could follow me. David's on there as well. And we'll end up doing some kind of follow-up conversations on that platform as well. So thank you so much.
You're
David,
welcome. I really am so grateful for the opportunity, Liran, and have an amazing day. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. On the next episode of the podcast, we're going to have a Shark Tank contestant from this season's show of Shark Tank. She'll be talking about some of the behind the scenes of getting on Shark Tank, a little bit about her product and how she innovated. I think you're going to find it really, really interesting. And then we're going to follow that up with another episode talking about creative and the power of creative on Amazon. So look forward to sharing those episodes with you. If you haven't given us a review of the podcast on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on, please do. And I'll see you on the next episode of the E-commerce Mindset Podcast.